Welcome to the Uncopyable Women in Sales bonus question episode. This is a short Q&A where I ask each of my guests the same five personal questions. It's your chance to learn about each of my guests on a more personal level. I'm back with Bryn Tillman, who is a LinkedIn sales trainer and coach and much more. We had a fabulous episode. You've got to listen to that if you have not done it. But now we are going to get to know a different side of Bryn and ask her a few personal questions. So Bryn, these are the same five questions I ask each guest, and it's really fun to hear the answers. I can't wait for yours.
Okay.
So the first question, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A dolphin trainer.
You're not going to believe this. My daughter wanted to be a dolphin trainer.
There's nothing better.
She even drew a little picture. Oh my gosh. Dolphins are cool. So why do you love dolphins?
They're my animal. I don't know. They're so smart. And when I was really young, I think a dolphin saved Carol Burnett from drowning. That's a story I remember anyway. And I thought, how amazing that they're like, I just love dolphins. And then I had a few experiences where I got to touch dolphins and swim with dolphins and play with dolphins. And I just wanted to do that. But instead, I got into sales.
Really? Well, it's rare that someone actually became what they dreamed about when they were a kid. All right. We had a little technology glitch. So we're going to come back to the dolphin topic. And I asked Bryn if she remembers the TV series Flipper.
Absolutely. I was obsessed. Now, I saw it in reruns because I think it was from the early 60s and I was born in the late 60s.
Yes, me too. Reruns. But, you know, I still remember that little sound that the dolphin makes. And you know, yes, I think dolphins are very cool. So
nice.
We'll move on to the next one. What's something that you want to do that you haven't done yet?
So there's a few things. One, the major one, it's so doable, is I want to do an Alaskan cruise. I really, with a balcony, we cruise a lot. And we're usually interior cabin because I don't want to spend the money there. I want to spend it on excursion. But the Alaskan cruise with the big balcony, that's on my bucket list.
You know what? That's on my husband and my bucket list too. And I can't believe we haven't done it yet either because we've done so many things. And we need to put that at the top of our list, both of us. Because that, I mean, I've seen so many incredible pictures, as I'm sure you have. So this is going to be a tough one because there's so many to choose from. What's something that you like about yourself?
I like that my philosophy is about helping people and the money will come versus I want to make a lot of money by helping people.
That's short and sweet, but I like that. What is something about yourself that you'd like to change?
20 pounds.
20 pounds. It's always the last 10 or 20 pounds, right? Okay. Well, I think a lot of the listeners will agree with you. So we'll have to address that some other time, I guess. Let's go to something easy. And that is, what's your favorite vacation spot?
Bermuda.
Ooh, the triangle?
Well, we work our way through the triangle. But particularly Horseshoe Bay is my favorite place in the world.
I've never been there. So what is just heavenly and beautiful?
Just pink sand.
Mm.
Beautiful waves. There are like small caves you can walk through and big, like not very small. I shouldn't say small. Like little caves you can walk through, but you can climbable hills of rocks that you go and look out from the top. And, you know, we've been there quite a few times with the family, and I think it's the most peaceful place on earth.
Well, that's a good place to not only go back to, but go back to in your mind. The last person I interviewed was talking about manifesting and your personal PowerPoint and thinking of something that just totally brings you joy. And that sounds like something for you.
Totally brings me joy.
Bryn, thanks for participating in the bonus round. You've been so much fun to talk to in both of these episodes. So I really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you too.
Thanks for listening to this Uncopyable Women in Sales bonus question episode. And by the way, if you haven't heard today's full episode, I highly recommend you do that right now. Thanks again for listening. And always remember, be uncopyable.